It's the California Update from KRCB-FM, Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Governor Jerry Brown may soon need to decide whether to sign a bill that would essentially make California a sanctuary state. The measure would ban state and local law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration authorities. Brown will face strong pressure from his fellow Democrats to approve the ban, but as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, the governor has a clear record opposing it.
Legislative Democrats have already tried to ban California law enforcement agencies from cooperating with federal immigration authorities, except in cases involving serious or violent felonies.
We called it the Trust Act, and it was mostly aimed at the ICE program.
Former Democratic Assemblyman Tom Amiano carried the bill twice. That's because the first time, the governor vetoed it. In his veto message, Brown said the bill would have barred local cooperation with ICE even when someone was convicted of crimes like child abuse or drug trafficking. I believe it's unwise, the governor wrote, to interfere with the sheriff's discretion to comply with a detainer issued for people with these kinds of troubling criminal records.
And I reintroduced the bill, and we negotiated what carve-outs we could accept.
Winning the governor's signature in 2013. Last year, Democrats again sought a broad ban on cooperation, but that provision was cut from the bill before it reached the governor. Then there was an election. And now, California's Senate leader has introduced a bill that would ban all communications with ICE, even for immigrants charged with serious or violent felonies. So what happens if that measure reaches Brown's desk? Corey Salzillo with the California State Sheriff's Association hopes the governor will stick to his original position despite California's political climate.
There's certainly a balance, but the balance can't keep law enforcement from working together at all levels of government.
Amiano thinks the governor will change his mind.
I would say that political waters, I think it indicates that Jerry Brown should be sympathetic to this without watering it down.
In his State of the State address this year, the governor called out the Trust Act by name and vowed to defend it. The question now is whether Brown believes that law will suffice. His office declined comment. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.